With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much. By the way, game of the week today. Got a great prize in the 11 o'clock hour. Category 2, spelling. Demons and Philadelphia place names. I do that every year this week because this is the week we have the big time Scripps with that doctor guy. Spelling bee that has gotten so much attention. It was on ESPN last night. I don't know if that's because ABC had the basketball game, but sometimes it's been on ABC, and they get good numbers. And there's been a trend the last 10 years or so, a couple times I think, you've seen a couple co-champions. All right, maybe there's two kids so good, they kind of run out of words. But last night they gave up after five straight rounds, I think, of nobody missing, and they ended up with eight co-champions. Is that kind of like a participation trophy or something? Everybody gets a trophy. Eight co-champions. I told you what I would do that would knock this off. Make it more time sensitive. You can use the tough words they have. You'd knock people off fairly quickly. Let's go to J.D. Mullane here from the Bucks County Courier Times. Hey, J.D., good Friday. And I saw your tweet today. It kind of suggested you think this is participation trophy.
Yeah, everybody's a winner. And I think that it was baked in the cake because the winner usually gets a $50,000 cash prize. And what do you know? Every one of those eight kids is going to get $50,000. So I kind of suspect that they had planned that prior, Scripps had planned that prior to this.
To come up with 400 grand. Yeah. Well, why would they be doing it, though? I mean, do they think...
Tom, look, we're in a weird era. Why does Disney come out pro-abortion? You know, I mean, you know, pulling out of Georgia. Why are CEOs and people in positions of power doing things that just don't make sense? It's just, you know, another part of it. I mean, I follow the Scripps Howard thing because I'm in the writing business, right? And you know, we've had spelling bees among our staff, believe it or not, local spelling bees. And I know that sometimes people are really good spellers.
Yes.
And it's true in the past that Scripps has had double winners. You know, what are you going to do? Make two kids go all night spelling the entire
thing? Yes, that's what I... No, you know what you do, JD? You know, I've done this. I've been the moderator. You cut down the time in a lightning round. You can't go through all these, you know, what language and all that. You got to spell the word when you get down to the final four or so. You know what happens? It's like analytics, and I like analytics, but what they've done is they have really, I think, made it difficult to knock people off here, too.
Well, I don't know. The dictionary has a lot of five- and six-syllable words. I
yes.
Keep throwing those at the kids, but... You know, again, we get back to that old argument. We've talked about it for years, about the participation trophy and what it actually robs a kid of. You know, one of the most difficult discussions I've ever had as a father was with one of my sons. And he had been in Little League, and he's not a very good athlete. He's a very good fan, but he's not a very good athlete. And but he loved the game. He loved going out there, fresh air, sunshine. And the local Little League that he was in, everybody got a trophy at the end of the year. And he had a bureau. His bureau top was filled with ribbons and trophies and medals. And when he was about 9 or 10, I said, you know, you got all those things on your bureau, and, you know, you really didn't earn those. They just gave those out to you. And I pointed out to the two or three kids on every team who really do make the difference, who really do score the runs, who really do earn that trophy. And I said, those are the kids, you know, you're diminishing. You know, one day you're going to be good at something so good that you'll be number one, but it ain't baseball. And so we get back to this idea that we're not teaching kids reality. when they get out into that big, cruel world, they're going to lose a lot. You know, they're going to get up to bat and they're going to strike out, and they're going to have to learn how to lose well. And the Scripps Howard thing, unfortunately, this idea, I don't know if you call it political correctness or just trying to be nice to kids, but it's wrong. Kids have to learn pretty early that they can't always be winners, no matter how good a speller they think they are.
Hey, J.D., let's turn to Bucks County here. Is this on your radar screen? And I read your column religiously. Haven't seen you write about it yet. We had Patrick Murphy on. We're having Kathleen Kennedy Townsend on in a couple of weeks. This masquerade of Kennedy Democrats, meaning JFK Democrats, and Scott Wallace,
yeah.
Moneybags, radical, cursing in synagogues on the high
right.
altar. That Scott Wallace is one of the funders of this and behind this. What's going on?
You know, I kind of take credit for that because, you know, I like Scott Wallace personally. His politics are out of this world. You know, it's rich guy politics. So, you know, I talked to him on the campaign trail when he was running the last time in the last year and a half or so. And I talked to him about Kennedy Democrats. And I said, that's what Levittown is. I said, you go to particularly a place like Tullytown Borough, which is one of the four municipalities in Levittown and Lower Bucks County. And it's a Democratic, you know, Democratic bulwark, but they're Kennedy Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And that name and that era is magical for them. So they're kind of conservative Democrats. They're not on board with all the PC stuff and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the redistribution of wealth. And I think it's just a thing, oh, we're Kennedy Democrats. Well, I like that. You know, you don't want to be an Obama Democrat because that's more like an
right.
urban
but isn't it a front because the National Party and what they go to
yeah.
do to Washington, too, they're not going to do what JFK would do.
No, absolutely not. JFK would be considered he was a cold warrior in his time,
right.
and he would be considered a Reagan-esque or conservative.
Yeah, leader. Exactly.
So it's just a marketing ploy.
So why does a guy like Brian Fitzpatrick then, I'll give you a real good case in point to me, this Equality Act thing in which girls who are great athletes are forced to run, at least in Connecticut and a couple of other places it's happened, state championships against two guys who are just gender identifying. They've done nothing to transition to being a female, and they're told to lump it, and this act protects that. Is really in Bucks County? Is that what even the moms want?
No. I don't. Look, Brian is a Democrat. His brother Mike was a Democrat, but you got to be a Republican in Bucks County if you want to go to Congress. So that's how they registered. They come out of that Levittown, Kennedy, Democrat, you know, milieu here in Lower Bucks County. You know, it's just in the air still. But no, he has to win the River Wards. He has to win New Hope. He has to win the Hate Has No Home people in Doylestown Borough. That's just the kind of district it is. I understand it, you know, but it really is annoying, especially because that particular law, I believe I've read opinion pieces on it, that it would remove conscience clauses from people at hospitals for
yes.
abortions and things like that. So St. Mary Hospital would be
mm-hmm.
a big target. How Brian feels about that, I don't know. He is more liberal, but the district is more liberal, and that's a result of New Yorkers and New Jerseyans fleeing those two states and then
yep.
starting the same.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point. It's not only Philadelphia fleeing to Bucks County, you're getting New Yorkers, too. You got the worst combination of all.
Yeah, and then it's like you say, Dom, and I wrote about it years ago when Lower Mayfield, which was, you know, as they say, Rock Ridge Republican, now it's run by Democrats, began this stuff about dictating to people what they could put, what kind of plants, native plants they could plant in their yards and common areas, and, you know, kind of forcing them to onto the old curly Q fluorescent lights. When those came out, you should put them in your porch lights, you know, this sort of stuff. You know, it's what's taking over Bucks County, and eventually Bucks County will turn blue like every other, you know, collar county in Philadelphia.
Sad to hear that. What are you writing about for Sunday?
Well, I'm taking a hiatus, so nothing.
All right, that's a good time. I like that plan. Hey, J.D., thank you. Thanks very much, as always. And give listeners the days that you write, as you put it at the top of some columns, you write four times a week, 700 words.
Yeah, I'm in the Bucks County Courier Times, occasionally the Intel, and every Wednesday in the Burlington County Times, and that would be Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Tom Giordano.
God, it's a killing schedule. My God.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.